Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome again to the DDP. I'm in Titus chapter 1. We are now entering the portion in which Paul, having told Titus what the qualifications are for elders, now will give us the task of the elders. And it's going to be based upon the fact that in the previous verse, verse 9, he has told them to hold fast to sound doctrine. But now that they're holding fast to sound doctrine, he has to deal with false doctrine. Because the moment you start to talk about sound doctrine, you have to deal with unsound doctrine. And Paul doesn't list off a bunch of, you know, some big laundry list of unsound doctrines, but he does bring up a few very important points that are relevant for us. Verse 10, "For there are many insubordinate, both idle talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole households, teaching things which they ought not for the sake of dishonest gain." Now, I want to deal with, that's two verses, by the way, that's verses 10 and 11. Paul says there are many insubordinate, they're idle talkers. Idle is, the better Greek word would be empty. So they're insubordinate, empty talkers, deceivers, especially those of the circumcision. These are fighting words. Paul identifies a party. In fact, I think the ESV translation actually says those of the circumcision party. And what he means by that is it's almost like party politics. You identify a group of people based upon a fundamental belief. And in the situation of Titus chapter 1, verse 10, Paul identifies a whole section of what he calls insubordinate, empty deceivers, especially those of the circumcision party. The circumcision party would be people not who, that sounds really odd, they have a party and everybody gets circumcised, but no. It's a group who were trying to take believers in Jesus back into the Mosaic or the Abrahamic covenant via circumcision. So they were telling believers, you're saved, you're washed in the blood, however, you need to be circumcised in order to belong in the real family of God, because the real family of God comes through Abraham. Paul won't take a time out right here and teach against it. He does it very well in Galatians when he tells the Galatian people, if a man be circumcised, he has to do the whole law, because what he's basically doing is voluntarily going underneath a different covenant than a covenant based solely upon his faith. Why would you come into Christianity by faith and then seek to curry favor with God through some performance, even if that performance is as quote-unquote righteous as circumcision, which Paul didn't feel like it was righteous, by the way. He felt like it was Jewish and not Christian. And so he calls them the circumcision party in Titus, and actually says they're insubordinate, empty talkers, deceivers, especially those of that circumcision party. So what makes an insubordinate, deceiving, empty talker? Someone who presents to you bonus material on top of Jesus Christ, by which, if you participate in the bonus material, I'm making that phrase up, you will achieve favor with God, blessing with God. Why were they trying to get people circumcised? So they could come into the family of God. Paul calls that insubordinate preaching, empty talking, deception. Don't buy it, don't follow it. And so he warns his Cretan pastors on the island of Crete under the leadership of Titus not to fall into the circumcision camp. And Paul's going to get even more bold with it in the 11th verse. We'll do that with you tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.